used on campus. And we just concluded a print study under the governor's green initiative through the Xerox Corporation, where we are getting some data points about how we can reduce the amount of dollars that we spend monthly with respect to our printing and copying. And that's my report.
One question about the iPads.
Yes, ma'am.
We went through that through Apple for that?
We are going through that with Apple. We're currently in negotiation with Apple with respect to the pricing mechanism. So when you buy in volume, there's always a negotiation with respect to that, and we're in that process right now.
Are we gonna insure those machines? You know, are we gonna offer the students insurance in addition to, sort of a maintenance and loss prevention insurance as part of
We are going to provide for every one of those machines maintenance. Now, I've done a lot of study about from other universities that have offered equipment programs, and loss is almost never the issue. Mm-hmm. It's mostly maintenance. So to address the maintenance issue, I am working diligently with the Apple Corporation to turn Chicago State into a certified repair and replacement center, so such that we would be able to do our own repairs and that we would be reimbursed from the Apple Corporation for any repair and maintenance work that's done here at Chicago State. Hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
And one thing that fits in there, we have a very strong computer program in our arts and sciences area. And to the extent that we can get our students involved in a repair of the Apple, with the program that Dr. Lindsay has, the computer program, that will be even further enhancing, the entire educational process and the support process.
But the digital textbooks that digital textbook idea is a very good possibility for the university.
What we're trying to do through this program, as Dr. Watson makes it very clear to all of us, that recruitment and retention is everybody's job. And so this is IT's contribution to recruitment and retention. But also, in my prior work, I spent a lot of time working on mobile networks outside of the United States. And you find significant areas of poverty. And what we are seeing outside of the United States in those significant areas of poverty is that their first introduction to the internet and to the abundance of knowledge that's available across the world is through a mobile device. And so what we are trying to do is to take that trend and bring it to a country that really has abundance, but there are pockets where that abundance doesn't exist. And so by providing this device, we are doing our best to cross that digital divide, not just by saying we've made internet services available. What good is it to you when you don't have a device? And so we're making the cross across that divide, both from the device as well as the internet access.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Dean Gist, I've asked her to step to the mic real quick. The device that we're going to put in the hands of our students will be enhanced by the amount of training that our faculty have. Mm-hmm. And Dean Gist is getting with faculty and staff to pull together a training session this summer for every faculty member who teaches in our block program for our freshmen, ensuring, and Dean Gist, can you just briefly say what we're gonna do with it, with our faculty?
Sure, as a part of the block scheduling for the freshmen, we are planning, or in the planning stage right now, as far as planning the training that will be available for the faculty members to allow them to more easily integrate that technology into the teaching. So we will have some of our faculty members from the College of Ed who currently teach courses on integration technology, integrating technology into teaching, to prepare these faculty members to use those iPads in a productive way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have to say just one last thing, because we're so excited about this. We may not be able to do it for the fall, but we're definitely shooting for it for the spring. We're going to reduce the amount of money that students have to spend for books who take these classes. Because right now, students are spending a minimum of $400, sometimes $800 a year.
A semester.
Per semester, I'm sorry. For books. On what our students can get online.
Right.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you that you're really catching up with the high schools, because a number of the high schools already have the technology embedded in the curriculum. Students just show up with the laptop day one, and my daughter used a laptop from fifth grade all the way to eighth grade, mm-hmm. and that's where her textbooks were. So we're really just catching up, and to bring it to this population would just be tremendous in terms of the resources it introduces the students to. Thank you.
Yeah, and just to even further that, I got my entire high school education off software.
All right. I think that's our last presentation. Is there a motion? I'm sorry. Any public or employee comments?
Being none, I move that we adjourn.
I second that motion.
Trustee James.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Scott.
It is